Crosby Clooney number 18 for broadcast Wednesday, March 23rd, 1960.
Well, if it isn't Bing Crosby.
And shut my big open kisser if it isn't Rosemary Clooney. And if this isn't the day we send greetings from Norcross greeting cards.
You got a musical card ready?
I have a whole clutch of them. The one that I'm going to concentrate on today goes like this.
You're just too marvelous. Too marvelous for words. Like glorious. Glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much. And just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
You suspect, Rosie.
I mean, can you name the new Norcross greeting card roses?
Oh, you. Here you go now. We want to hear sneakier commercials.
I prefer clever. Okay, name a rose.
The Norcross Mint Beauty Rose.
Very good.
Simple. Norcross says send a friend a greeting card rose. Ergo, I do same. Ergo, I know the names of the roses.
Ergo, ahead.
The Norcross Champagne Rose and the Norcross Orange Beauty.
Did you write the answers on your shirt cuff?
Hardly. I'm wearing a dickie. Cool.
Crazy.
To proceed, there's the Norcross Burgundy Beauty Rose, the American Beauty, the Norcross Bronze Beauty.
Amazing.
Ah, the Bronze Beauty. It reminds me of a lady lifeguard I once knew. Well, enough of that.
Okay. Do you know the two Norcross roses with the Latin names?
Did Caesar know Cleopatra? The Norcross Rosa Stellata and the Rosa Bellissima.
You win. Perfect score.
Surely you jest. You've forgotten the Norcross Wishing Rose, the Black Beauty Rose, the Norcross Rose Tapestry Greeting Card, and the Norcross Rose Parfait.
Bing, you're an electronic Luther Burbank.
Mes amis, send a friend a Norcross Greeting Card, Rose. And for anyone on any occasion, Norcross greeting cards say the things you want to say.
Indeed they do. And, Bing, I'm amazed at your memory.
Well, Rose, I must tell you something. At my age, memory is the main source of pleasure. Rosie, would you reach over there and pick a ditty from the rack?
Well, let's see. I like this one, Bing.
That's a happy choice. I think this should suit us quite well.
I see a new sun. Up in a new sky, and my whole horizon has reached a new high. Yesterday, my heart sung a blue song, but today, hear it hum a cheery new song. song I dreamed a new dream. I saw a new face, and I'm spreading sunshine all over the place with a new point of view. Here's what greets my eyes.
That all the ladies listening are glad that spring days have arrived.
If you're sure they have. It's certainly been a rugged winter, hasn't it, for everyone in the East, the Midwest, or even in the South?
I'd say it was. Why, it was freezing in Atlanta.
I heard it was 10 above in Atlanta.
I tell you, I just don't remember anything like it. This was the bitter end this winter was.
It was a roughie, Ken, but I'm telling you, something not nearly as bad as the great blizzard of 1888.
The blizzard of 88 topped the snow and sleet of this year?
Hoo-hoo. Way, way topped it, Ken. No winter storm before or since can compare with the big snow blow of 1888.
That's so. By the way, what were you doing at the time, Bing?
Oh, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Well, Ed Murrow and his person-to-person cameras were in my abode. It was a minute before airtime. I was madly shoveling my way home from CBS.
No. Bing, that's ridiculous. Why, in 1888, well, you were just a kid.
I love that kind of talk. Love it.
I guess. By the way, come to think of it, you weren't even born yet. Hardly.
Kenneth, tell me something. Are you not interested in the great blizzard of 1888? Now, just answer yes or no in the fewest possible words. Be succinct.
Sir, I have a deep-rooted inquisitiveness concerning the remarkable elemental disturbance to which you refer.
Well, that's a bit windy, that reply, but I suppose it's an affirmative one. And what a wind was howling 72 years ago. The great blizzard gathered force as far west as the Rockies. It roared eastward, paused long enough to give the Great Lakes region a brief preview of its awesome power. Shifting into overdrive, it scooted off in a southerly direction off the seaboard in the general vicinity of Cape Hatteras.
North Carolina.
You know your geography, Dad. Mm-hmm. Off Cape Hatteras, it met another gargantuan storm moving northward. And finally, Mother Nature struck the middle Atlantic states with every weapon in the arsenal of winter weather. The snow came down like bales of cotton. The wind graduated from gale to hurricane. It sharpened the snow into sleet with edges that cut the human skin. It ripped out all forms of communication. It piled the snow into white mountains, and it lashed the ocean whitecaps into miniature tidal waves.
Hardly a fit night to be out in a canoe, was it?
I may tell you that nobody was paddling Madeline home that night, Mr. Carpenter.
Are there any figures on how much snow fell?
Well, there's a few people, those probably who are given to exaggeration. They claim that even in sheltered spots, the snow was higher than Wilt Chamberlain with his umbrella and on stilts.
That's pretty tall.
Yes, that's tall, way tall. Another devotee of the tall tale claims that he was skiing around New York the next day and he bumped into the television tower on the Empire State Building.
Now, I've had it. You know, in 1888, there wasn't any television nor any Empire State Building.
That's why there is some doubt concerning this gentleman's claim. There's
so, yeah.
A certain school that feels that it's highly apocryphal. There is some reasonable doubt, I suppose. The actual snowfall, Kenneth, was 21 inches, but the hurricane made drifts that buried thousands of homes right up to the second-story windows. Big towns like Manhattan and Philly had a terrible struggle digging out. Snow plows had as high as 28 horses pulling them.
Man, that's what I call a real stormy storm.
Oh, yes, our hats are still off to the violent blow of 88.
They may never come down.
I may just attempt to churn up a mild musical blizzard myself right now.
Pray do.
Hold on to your hat.
Well, the snow is snowing. Oh, wind keeps blowing. But I can weather this storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Really can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. In my glove, I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows high. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Do you sing when you're alone washing dishes? Wash them with Gentle Fells and you'll be in a singing mood. Gentle Fells, the only dishwashing detergent with lanolin D to protect and keep your hands soft and lovely. And one capful of this clear golden liquid makes a sink full of luxurious suds. For a spotless reputation, Gentle Fells, F-E-L-S, Fells.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buddy and Ork. That was on Da Beam. Well, Rosie, what's the song caper?
Well, a very cheerful caper, I think, Ken. A jolly, zestful love song titled Surprise.
This is from the Broadway show Old Captain, isn't it?
Yes. A show directed by a Mr. Ferrer.
Anyone we know?
Surprise. I'm glowing with a wonderful surprise. I know it must be showing in my eyes. What a joy, what a pride. Goodbye to my humdrum face. Countless nights that went by with no rockets or flames. My lucky star looked down on me and said, so there you are. If I can help at all, you're going far. Lucky me, lucky star. Who ever dreamed I'd be swept to the skies? Surprise.
Does the man in your life ever look in the kitchen to see what's cooking for dinner? Well, even that leftover stew will look mighty good to both of you under the warm glow of General Electric Homeline fluorescent tubes. As a matter of fact, GE Homelines in your kitchen make all foods look more appetizing. Homelines flatter your complexion, too. Well, that's why they're especially good alongside the bathroom mirror, for example. Try them. Ask for General Electric Homeline. The fluorescent designed especially for the home.
Well, that's all for today, friends.
But you can catch us tomorrow at the same spot on your dial.
So long for now.
Thank you very much.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.